Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to another week of the Specials podcast. Every week we look at the X Factor and the Strictly Come Dancing betting in the company of Strictly expert Andy Holding. He'll be giving you his best tips very soon. And reality trader here at William Hill, Rob Dixon, looking at all things X Factor. Love you to get involved as well, of course. You can get in touch with Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. But without further ado, let's kick it off with Andy Holding's thoughts on this week's Strictly Come Dancing betting.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. We're up to week 8 now and we're only 1 week away from Blackpool, and quite a lot of these contestants will be looking to book their ticket on the bus up to the Lancashire venue, courtesy of a good solid performance this weekend. Looking back to last week, as predicted, it was a very classy dance-off. We got Laura and Ore in the bottom two, and it was Laura who perished with Giovanni. Obviously, she was a very good dancer, but she just wasn't quite popular enough to sustain her run towards the back end of the series. But Ore lives to fight another day. But it's interesting that Ore, of course, one of the darlings of the show up to now, was in the bottom two, just showing that everyone is susceptible to a middle-of-the-road position on the leaderboard. So it's going to be very interesting looking towards this weekend. Obviously, nothing really changes in the outright markets. Danny's still a very strong favourite around about the 11-8, 5-4 mark. I still think he's my number one choice to win the show. But closing up on the rails, courtesy of a massive 39 last week and three tens, is of course Louise and Kevin. And Kevin has got an amazing record of getting into the final. So it'd be interesting to see how they get on this week after a scintillating rumba. They've got Argentine tango. They've got an American smooth this week, which should be plain sailing for those. Just in behind them as well is Claudio and AJ. They're becoming quite a popular couple. They're doing the Viennese waltz. So we're already establishing a pecking order. Looking towards the elimination market this week, and it is Daisy and Aliash, who have already been in the dance-off twice, are firm favourites to go this weekend. As I said, week and week out, there's no chance Ed and Katya are going to go. What a prolific this dance, this potentially could be. They're doing the salsa, but they're doing it to Gangnam Style as well, and Katya has showcased Ed's qualities in the last two or three weeks with some fantastic choreography, so there's no chance that the politician's going to go. So once again, we're going to get some good dancers who are going to go along, who are going to go and find themselves in the bottom of the dance-off this week. I do think Daisy's definitely going to be one of them. She's doing the salsa with Aliash. Obviously, a lot depends on how she pulls that off, but she looks a very strong favourite to go this week. Who's going to be in the bottom two with her in the dance-off? Well, obviously, Ure is vulnerable, as he proved last week. He's doing the rumba, which is normally the dreaded dance of a lot of the previous contestants, and I'm not totally sure whether he can master that particular sensual dance, but if he does, half a chance that he might bounce off the back of last week, get the sympathy bounce and go through. So we're left once again with Greg and Judge Rinder. These are the two that I put up last week as values to go, but they are very popular and they managed to pass the test with flying colours. Greg this week has got the Paso Doble, which should be okay for him. Interestingly, Judge Rinder has got the Foxtrot, which technically speaking should be absolutely perfect for him. But like I say, I do think one of these weeks, one of these two is definitely going to go. It's just trying to get in the right end of the curve. So my prediction this week will be it'll be Daisy in the bottom two, and she's the most likely to go, just ahead of the likes of Judge Rinder, Ore and Greg. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. Blackpool next week. It's over to Rob Dixon, our X Factor trader, who's going to take a look at the singing talent show this weekend.
Thanks, Andy. Again, hopefully good luck to him for his tips this week. On to the X Factor now, and it was back to normal last week with the favourite going for a diamonds in the sing-off. No shocks there, so let's get on to the outright quickly. We see Matt Terry still at 4-5. Emily Middlemas is 9-4. Honey G, the popular star of the show seems to be. She's now 11-2, 10-1 last week. £1,500 betting shops as well last night. So 11-2 for Honey G, 10-1 Five After Midnight, 25-1 Sour Alto, 33-1 Sam Lavery. Brian Laurie's still your outsider at 40-1. This week's elimination is probably the closest elimination that I can remember in X Factor terms. There's three of them really at the head of the market, led by Sam Lavery, 7-4 this week. Bottom three last week survived on the public vote. Will she survive on the public vote again? Ryan Laurie, the public vote expert, didn't need the public vote last week. Got through automatically, so 15-8 for him. And Sour Alto at 2-1. Further down the list, Five After Midnight is 10-1. Honey G, 16-1. And Emily Middlemas and Matt Terry look safe at 66-1 and 80-1, respectively. As far as tips are concerned, it is going to be tight in between these three. I can only see these three really fighting it out. I backed Sam Lavery in running last week based on the running order. She should get a later slot this week, and I don't really think 7-4 is much value. Maybe out the three, it's time for Sour Alto to go. She is due in an early slot. The fact that all the choreography seems to be going towards Honey G, I just wonder if it's time to sort of let her go, if Honey G is going to get this push towards the final. At 2-1, Sour Alto is my bet this week. So that's the end of X Factor. And now on to Alex Dunn, who will talk about the upcoming I'm a Celebrity series, which starts Sunday.
Hello, Alex Dunn here. You may not have heard me on the Specialist podcast before. If you've listened to any other podcast that William Hill put out, you'll have probably heard me at some point in some way, shape or form. But I'm just here just to have a brief look ahead to I'm a Celebrity, because it's a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine, to be honest. And I really enjoy betting on it as well. Now, I do have some previous, and I think I told Lee to put it up on this podcast. Whether he did or not, I don't know. But Kian from Westlife, when he, of course, won I'm a Celeb a few years ago, I did back him at 8-9-1. So I do have a little bit of history with backing winners of this. And obviously we've got the lineup now for this year's, and starts on Sunday evening. Firstly, I think Scarlett Moffat has got a really good chance of winning, but I'm amazed to see her as short as she is. She's 6-4 as I'm recording this on Thursday evening here at William Hill. 6-4. Personally, I'd have made her maybe 6-7-1, second or third favourite. So at 6-4, I think you can probably sidestep her, though. I do very much respect her chances. As you go through them, so we'll go in betting order. First, we've got Scarlett Moffat, 6-4. Sevens, then, Larry Lamb and Sam Quek. Sam Quek could be anything, if you like. She seems perfectly nice. Of course, member of the GB hockey team. Could be anything. But again, at 7-1, I'm quite happy to leave that alone. Larry Lamb at 7-1, I think he'll go pretty far, but won't win it. Same applies for Adam Thomas at 8-1. He's obviously there to wow the ladies. Joel Domon at 9s. Again, not a very well-known comedian, but he's still funny enough to cope in there. Callum Vorderman at 10s is going to be fancied by a lot of people. Not crazy about it myself, I've got to be honest. I think she could be maybe at the centre of a few arguments here and there as we go on. Then we've got 14-1 Jordan Banjo. Don't think he'll last very long. 16s for Ola Jordan. I think the same applies to her. I don't think she'll get on with a lot of them in there. And Wayne Bridge at 16s, I don't really know why he's there, to be honest. Well, I do. It's the John Terry link, but I don't think he's exciting enough to be considered a realistic threat. Now, the one I'm going to tip up is the outsider of the field as things stand. Lisa Snowden is 20-1. And I can't really understand why, because she comes across very well. She's a nice person. She could well prove to be the mother figure in the camp, if you like. And we saw a very similar type, a sort of media savvy, mummy type, if you like, in Melanie Sykes, go very close a couple of years ago. I think she finished third. I can see Lisa Snowden performing similarly, if you like. Now, 20-1, it's not banker material by any means. I just don't think she should quite be that price. So I think if you back her at 20s, you might get a good bit of cash out value. I think you could see her being shorter as the days go on. Wouldn't surprise me at all if she can get into the final three at all this year. So I do like Scarlett Moffat, but 6-4, as far as I'm concerned, is way, way too short. Let's look for a bit of value this year. Lisa Snowden, 20-1, in my opinion, is a massive price, and hopefully she can go on to be Queen of the Jungle this year.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.